KORN News Radio Sports. It is Tuesday, July 21st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani expected to throw off a mound later this week, but there's still no timetable for his return. Ohtani missed his scheduled start against Philadelphia after left knee irritation kept him out of the All-Star game last week. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says the issue has not gotten worse, but it still hasn't improved enough for Ohtani to return. He's not pitched since July 3rd. Major League Baseball unveiled some throwback uniforms for the Minnesota Twins and Philadelphia Phillies ahead of their August 13th Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa. The Twins, they'll wear an all-white pinstripe jersey featuring their original 1961 Minnie and Paul sleeve patch. It'll mark the third edition of the Field of Dreams game and the first since 2022. Last night, the Boston Red Sox extended the second-longest winning streak in team history to 14 games as they beat Baltimore 6-5. They also snapped the Orioles' seven-game loser winning streak. The Red Sox would match their team record with a win versus Baltimore tonight. Boston, they won 15 straight games back in 1946. Philadelphia's Trey Turner with two home runs last night, including the 200th of his career. He would have five RBIs as the Phillies beat the Dodgers 10-7. Milwaukee's Cooper Pratt hit his first ever Major League home run, also had his first career three-hit game as the Brewers beat the New York Mets 8-3. Milwaukee ace Jacob Mizorowski struck out six batters and allowed just one unearned run as he threw just 65 pitches over four innings. It's his first appearance since July 7th. The Yankees' Jazz Chisholm Jr. homered in consecutive at-bats. He would have five RBIs last night as the Yankees beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Seattle's Cal Raleigh had his sixth career grand slam last night as the Mariners would limit the Reds to just three hits. Seattle beat Cincinnati 8-0. Detroit would score three runs in the 10th inning last night to defeat the Cubs 8-6. It was Detroit's Spencer Torkelson with a two-run single in the 10th. Also, Tigers catcher Dylan Dingler hit a pair of solo home runs. The Kansas City Royals would win on a squeeze bunt last night by Nick Lofton with one out in the 9th as the Royals beat the San Francisco Giants 4-3. Tampa Bay Rays stay hot. They beat Toronto 7-1. They would get solo home runs yesterday from Cedric Mullins, Victor Mesa Jr., and Nick Fortes. The Atlanta Braves would beat San Diego 3-2. Braves would get home runs from Ozzie Albies and Michael Harris II. The LA Angels would win on a hit batter last night. They would beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2. Joe Adell, he was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 9th. Also last night, the Chicago White Sox beat Texas 10-3. The Houston Astros got a grand slam from Jeremy Peña. Also, Yordan Alvarez hit his 32nd and 33rd home runs of the season as the Astros beat the Miami Marlins 8-5. The Athletics get the best of Arizona 5-2, and Washington wins at Colorado 7-3. And that's a look at your sports for this Tuesday, July 21st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.